Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A-F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I must say, it is very hard now to choose a good present for your nearest and dearest. If they want or need something, they just buy it themselves. The real nightmare starts before Christmas. Everybody is looking for presents, and there are crowds in every store. Why not just give up exchanging presents on holidays? There is no point buying tons of unnecessary rubbish simply because it's Christmas. I think all those holidays are too commercialized now.
Speaker B.
My parents used to give me some money for any special occasion, like Christmas or my birthday. I was okay about it at first, but then I thought that money was the simplest option, but certainly not the best one. I told my parents about it. What I wanted was their attention, not a generous check. Now they give me certificates. It can be a certificate for an art class or something like that. These certificates leave long-lasting memories, which are better than money.
Speaker C.
I think people now don't spend too much time on choosing a present. They either know exactly what their friend or relative wants, and order it online, or buy a gift certificate. That's it. The problem is solved. However, I think there is one huge minus about this approach. The main thing is to show how much you love this person. The best way to show it is to make something yourself. If you make jam or bake a cake, it will show you are ready to invest your time and not just money.
Speaker D.
We spend too much time online these days and rarely communicate with our nearest and dearest face-to-face. This is why my friends and I give board games as presents to one another. These should be board games meant for at least 4 people. The simple rule is a guarantee that to use the present our friend will have, to invite some friends to their place, and they will spend at least an hour, or maybe more, talking with one another, making jokes, and having fun.
Speaker E.
I think now nobody has a problem of getting a really good present for their family and friends. You see, you can book literally everything on the internet. You don't need to waste your time going to different shops looking for the thing you need. It takes just a couple of clicks. One more advantage is being able to compare the prices. I can easily choose the cheapest option on offer. So, I don't understand those people who moan and groan about looking for presents.
Speaker F.
If you ask me, well, I can't understand those people who give clothes, money, toys, or perfume as a present. They think that a good present is something practical. But my opinion is just the opposite. I think the best present is something that people would never buy themselves. For instance, I would never buy a kitten myself, but I'd be delighted if someone presented one to me. In my opinion, unexpected presents are the best ones, as they make people happy.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I must say, it is very hard now to choose a good present for your nearest and dearest. If they want or need something, they just buy it themselves. The real nightmare starts before Christmas. Everybody is looking for presents, and there are crowds in every store. Why not just give up exchanging presents on holidays? There is no point buying tons of unnecessary rubbish simply because it's Christmas. I think all those holidays are too commercialized now.
Speaker B.
My parents used to give me some money for any special occasion, like Christmas or my birthday. I was okay about it at first, but then I thought that money was the simplest option, but certainly not the best one. I told my parents about it. What I wanted was their attention, not a generous check. Now they give me certificates. It can be a certificate for an art class or something like that. These certificates leave long-lasting memories, which are better than money.
Speaker C.
I think people now don't spend too much time on choosing a present. They either know exactly what their friend or relative wants and order it online, or buy a gift certificate. That's it. The problem is solved. However, I think there is one huge minus about this approach. The main thing is to show how much you love this person. The best way to show it is to make something yourself. If you make jam or bake a cake, it will show you are ready to invest your time and not just money.
Speaker D. We spend too much time online these days and rarely communicate with our nearest and dearest face-to-face. This is why my friends and I give board games as presents to one another. These should be board games meant for at least 4 people. The simple rule is a guarantee that to use the present our friend will have, to invite some friends to their place, and they will spend at least an hour, or maybe more, talking with one another, making jokes, and having fun. Speaker E.
I think now, nobody has a problem of getting a really good present for their family and friends. You see, you can book literally everything on the internet. You don't need to waste your time going to different shops, looking for the thing you need. It takes just a couple of clicks. One more advantage is being able to compare the prices. I can easily choose the cheapest option on offer. So, I don't understand those people who moan and groan about looking for presents.
Speaker F.
If you ask me, well, I can't understand those people who give clothes, money, toys, or perfume as a present. They think that a good present is something practical. But my opinion is just the opposite. I think the best present is something that people would never buy themselves. For instance, I would never buy a kitten myself, but I'd be delighted if someone presented one to me. In my opinion, unexpected presents are the best ones, as they make people happy.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.